God's word. We appreciate his ministry in this campaign. Brother Franklin, God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Roberts. I'm glad I got in. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you're in camp meeting? Oh, hallelujah. Now, you can just help yourself tonight. This is Saturday night. We've got an early start. It's a 8:45. That means it's 3 hours and 15 minutes till 12. We're sure going to have a time. Hallelujah. Amen. Tomorrow night's the evangelistic rally. All men have dearly forsaken me. The superintendent's going to stay with me. Brother Rogers, I'm glad you're staying with me. He said he'd go to prison if a rooster doesn't go.
Last night had 10
have some tapes. Some of them are already made. I know you won't want to hear them, but there's people that was Father Ware's come to your house oftener than you'd like. Pray them the nights they come. That'll take care of a lot of things. Amen. Amen. I listened to myself preach and get discouraged. I wondered about that, but I was listening the other day to some young people. They had one of these tape players on or something, and what there's a call of singing. And there's the owner going, yah, wah, wah. I thought, we had a little bulldog and a tomcat. He's that crowd. And they're paying me to put that on record. I never have color record, but I believe I can beat what the world's doing. So, we appreciate what God's doing. We appreciate the smile of God upon this camp. Tomorrow night, Sunday night, we're going to have a camp eat rally here. Hallelujah. I want you to invite your friends, invite your unsaved guests to be with us. Tomorrow night, we'll be preaching an evangelistic message. I want you to be at the service. You'll not want to miss tomorrow night's service. Let's pray for a great day and a great revival of the Holy Ghost. Enjoy this day so much. Brother Robbins preached a good message this morning. Great message. Bless their heart on eternity. And it's a great subject. Some of us try to make the everlasting gospel eternal anyway. I trust we'll be able to find the caboose tonight. And our brother Baker blessed us this morning with that upper room message. I like that. Hallelujah. Guest chamber for the Lord. Then tonight we're back to the service for a great time. The vesper service and then in this service. If you have your Bibles, you'd like to read with it. Reading from the Revelation chapter 2. Perhaps we'll be here again before the meeting is over. But I want to read from the second chapter of the Revelation. This is the message of the risen Christ. This is how Christ saw the church from heaven. It's a living letter from heaven to the church on earth. Under the angel of the church of Ephesus, right, verse 1. These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and hast tried them that say they're apostles, and are not, and has found them not to be as truthful as some. That's the way we'd say it in 1975. But the book calls them just liars. That's not a very good subject for now. And has borne, this is a pretty good church. I like this church. It has patience, it has works. It can't bear them which are evil. It's tried some and found that are liars in the church. Not many churches like that. Has borne, they're carrying the load, has patience for my name's sake, and has labored twice. He said they've labored and they've not faded. They're not tuckered out yet. Church that's still on the move, still going, has a gold around Sunday school, has a plaque for large contributions to the work, but the church lacks something. Was a word, perhaps gave a large missionary offering. There's a lot of things good about this church. Didn't have a lot of hypocrites in it. They found some liars and turned them out. Can't afford to do that in suburbs. Now stop. Read on. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. That's something, that motivating factor that made you what you are. That relationship. relation except with God that's so valuable. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do thy first works over. Or else, and none of us like God's dishamels. God's dishamels is not too popular. Or else I will come and will remove the candlestick out of its place. Remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. And this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of that glorious, even the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Repent, return, and do thy first works over us. Let's look again to the Word of God. I like God's Word. It thrills my soul. Malachi, the third chapter. How many know what's in the third chapter of Malachi? I almost know that. I like the way you're shouting now. You won't get blessed. Preach on tithes. But I'm not preaching on tithes. The verse before, the seventh verse, says, even from the days of your fathers, you've gone away from thine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? And the next verse said, will a man love God? Said in tithe and in offerings. In the book of Isaiah, one of the great scriptures, Israel calls on Jehovah and thinks Jehovah has left them. And let's read it. Verse 9 of the 51st chapter of Isaiah. I hear Israel crying, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Lion of the Lord. Oh, Jehovah, wake up, see our distresses, see our needs. Awake as in the ancient days of the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which drieth the sea and the waters of the great deep? Thou hast made the depth of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over. Awake thou that dividest the sea. Awake thou that's the miracle God. And Jehovah answered back. And I didn't know what he would answer when they prayed that prayer. But if the 52nd chapter, the first verse, is Jehovah's answer to their cry. And here it is. Awake, awake, put on thy strength. Jehovah said, I'm not asleep. You wake up and I'll be there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Awake, O Zion, wake up and put on thy strength, and I will be there. Turn with me now for my text, and I've read a great deal of scripture. There's one consolation. Preachers that read a lot of scripture usually don't preach as well. You want to watch these that read one little verse. We were in a convention a few years ago, and my preacher friend and I were sitting there, and a little boy, his son, was sitting beside him. And he said, my preacher in that convention was having a time getting started. The little boy turned and I said, Daddy, is he preaching yet? Preacher said, no, not yet, son, but I believe he will. He just wanted to know if it started yet. Well, it is. Genesis, and I want to share with you. Chapter 31. The revival of return. Chapter 31. And he heard the words of Laban. Son saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, that which our fathers have gotten all his glory. Jacob waiting. Behold, it was not toward him as before. The Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. Get back where I can fulfill thy promise to thee. Turn unto the land of thy fathers, and I will turn unto thee. Here's Jehovah's covenant, verse 11. The angel stood unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes, and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle, ring-streaked and speckled and grizzled. For I have seen all that the maiden do unto thee, and the God of Bethel, for thou mountest the pillar, and where thou vowest to vow unto me, now arise and get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. And you know the story of the fathers. Let us pray. Maybe you'd like to stand with us. Give you a change of position. Oh, we thank you tonight for visitation. Wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. Our lesson tonight, the revival of return. What a call to return to God. May I plead with you tonight, the answer to the dilemma of this generation is not found in the manipulation of man. It's not found in the strength of an organized program. It is not found in the how many degrees we achieve in the field of education. We can have as many degrees as a thermometer and still fall short of that revival that God would have us to have. Amen. I do not put a premium on ignorance. I do not put a premium on blundering. I think God Almighty is thrilled with divine organized organization. But may we not depend upon anything short of the divine operation of the Holy Ghost and a revival of that sacred presence of Almighty God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. May I cry to you, guard that you have. Hold fast to that you have. Let no man take your crown. If there's one gospel I'd like to preach, if there's one doctrine I'd like to be able to proclaim, it would be eternal security. I'd like to be able to tell you, you can't lose that touch of God. I'd like to be able to tell you, you can't lose the fire from heaven. But my friend, no bigger lie could have been hatched in the cesspools of hell than to tell you, live as you please, you'll eventually wind up in heaven. Nobody eventually winds up there. If you're going to heaven, that's your goal, that's your aim. That's your ambition. That's your whole life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's
good.
Amen. For a revival of returning unto God, there is a deterioration that takes place without a loss of that touch of God that is irreparable. No man had put new wine in old bottles. Hold on to the saints of the Lamb. We're at the crossroads in our movement today. Whether we have a social gospel, whether we have a respectable denomination, or whether we touch God afresh and have an old-fashioned Holy Ghost camp meeting, Bible days, Book of Acts, revival one more time.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'd like to challenge our hearts tonight. If God ever visited your church, if God ever poured out His Spirit on your life, we can have a first revisitation, manifestation of divine operation of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jude talked about it earnestly contending for the faith once delivered unto the saints. Earnestly contending for that glory of God. Hallelujah. We live in the country. We didn't have enough money back in the dust bowl days to drive our car to church. We had a Honda named Ford. It was a convertible. It wasn't when it came out, but the top came off. trying to make a living to make ends meet. And while we walk in the church, I'd say, Mom, there won't be anybody there. Let's not go tonight. She said, there will be when we get there. We got over to that little country schoolhouse. What but about a dozen of us gather around the old organ and say, won't it be wonderful there? Hallelujah. Mom would read a scripture and pray. We didn't have a preacher. It was something. I wore my striped overalls when they're going to have a preacher. Hallelujah. I dressed up for that, brother. We'd get to church at midnight. We'd walk over there and it'd come a storm and a rain. And we'd just stay all night in church. Hallelujah. Next morning, start walking home so we can milk the cows. God, give us one more time a love and a promising and a desire and a holy heartburn that will take us more than the capital of saints and the divine flow of heaven that will put the word of God down through the answer. We didn't get a button for attending. They never gave us a 10-year pin. We didn't know there was a gold crown. But we had something in our soul that would start home from church and have to stop and talk in tongues and shout and have to have it one more time.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
And you expect me to go to church now and sit like a wooden Indian.
Lord.
And if you feel sorry for me, save your sympathy. Express that in the Lord. I'm glad I found a living hope, a living way, a living reality.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
When I grew up, we talked about going to church. You're going to go to preaching. We knew, oh, gee, if the preacher going to be there, there's going to be somebody preach. We're going to have church now if they announce church. You could be going to have a wedding. You could be going to have a bingo game.
Oh.
I wish you'd shout now. How many? Someone told me a few days ago, Brother Bunkle, it's been 5 years since anyone's been baptized in the Holy Ghost in our church. Someone else told me, we haven't had a single convert in over 2 years. Why haven't we? God doesn't put live chickens under dead hens. Hallelujah. Get an experience from God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I've been in a few churches I prayed they wouldn't get saved. Lord, don't save any sinners, because if new converts were exposed to this and were to catch it, they'd be ruined forever. Now, Shaq, they don't take babies up in the hospital. I like the way you're shouting. Hallelujah. If they come in with complainers, if they come in with indifferent, if they come in with the unfaithful, if they come in with the carnal, then that's church. But all for a camp meeting, Holy Ghost revival, that not just produces a Pentecostal roar, but a love and a fellowship and a communion and a worship and a thanksgiving and a revival that this generation
says. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
I've got the baptism, but I can't tell anybody over here.
Well,
when I got in, we preached tonight. But I'm going to be a shepherd. Say the Lord. That's not the unclean thing. And I still believe that I've been identified with the cross. I've been identified with the baptism of the Spirit. I believe in my religion. Tears, and that I worship not the other kind of operation. some that sing for the nightclub on Saturday night and sing in the church on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. We're building Sunday school attendance now that's spreading the front page of our banjo with a gospel singing, but they don't even sing about Jesus. A fellow named Sue, Sunday sidewalk. Now, shall God's going to put us in the commandments.
Amen.
That's right.
There's a cry, wake up, O Jehovah. Oh, God, you've forsaken us. You've forgotten we're here. Wake up, Jehovah. Wake up. Jehovah cried back, I'm not asleep. I'm the God that neither slumbers nor sleeps.
Amen.
I'm not forsaken you. You've forsaken me. Wake up, O Zion. Wake up, Assembly of God. Wake up, you rights of the Zion, and return to your God. He is alive and able.
Things to be left.
Things you have to break with. was planning a pie supper in our community right after baptism. And I settled the pie supper business. Now they're asking, is it wrong to go to the dance? If we don't have a Holy Ghost revival, we'll be having dances in our church basement. Come on now.
That's right.
We've got to have, folks, there's only one answer, and that's returning to Jesus. Don't scold your young people because they don't have a revival. If mom and dad can sit through church on Sunday morning and never worship in the Spirit and never love Him and never fill the time with all of them, and the things of God take last place in the home, your job will laugh at your religion. Get something real. The world will learn about a Sunday put on. Return to the place of blessing. If you return to the house of God, if you return to your Bethel, there'll be things you have to face. Now, this will keep you from going. Jacob said, you know what? What if I run into Esau? Oh, God. You get down to pray through and you think about that fellow you don't like. That fellow you don't like. You and him had a falling out. Now, Lord, I just need a little word. I'm doing all right. See?
Yeah, man.
I told you about it, I think. A few years ago, a preacher and me had a fall. We had it. I told him planet Earth would be better if folks like him were on. And he told me the same thing. Brother, we had words. I went home, my preacher wouldn't preach. My prayer wouldn't pray. My shower wouldn't shout. The shower wasn't better than the prayer. You can't pray through when you and Esau have.
That's right. Amen. That's
right. Well, me and Brother Wilford doesn't get along. There's no use me going to church trying to shower, but you can't shower. No wonder you read the evangel while I'm preaching. I brought him here anyway. That preacher and me had it, so I went over and I said, preacher, I'm sorry. Boy, I talked to you the other day. I didn't mean a word of it. I just saw I felt like I felt and couldn't preach what I felt like I felt toward him because I enjoyed being in bed. I didn't want to go home from that day. I went back home and tried to preach one more sermon, and the preacher wouldn't preach. And the prayer wouldn't pray, and the shouting wouldn't shout. And the glory wasn't there. I went up to the church, and I said, now, God, you know how I feel. Every time I get down to pray, I see people. I can see them. I just see people. I said, now, God, you overhaul me. You know I don't like that preacher. I was hypocrite. I don't know what else to forgive you. I didn't mean a word of it. But now, God, you take this meanness out of a sinner. I'm not right. And I want to give an overhaul job. It's going to take more of an overhaul for me to love him. Give me a new lock, stock, and barrel.
Amen.
I started crying. I started asking God to forgive me. I said, Lord, you know I don't like it. And I can't like it. And I'm trying. But now, God, you can do it. Oh. And he did it. Hallelujah. I put my arm around his neck. I said, God, I'm sorry for what I said, but I'm not right. I want to get right. I want that touch of God anew, and I want your friendship. And I want to tell you that this day God did something in my soul that's just as miraculous as the day he saved me. I had the privilege of calling forward for president. I was the one that nominated him. I stood by him. He's my friend. He drove to my cabin the other day. Put his arm around my neck. Thank God for the Holy Ghost revival. You can get back to that touch of God. There's things that has to be faced. But if you'll plow through, there's a fellowship in here and a communion in the Holy Ghost and a place for the river flow and one more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's not easy to make restitution. I don't like to say I'm wrong. I'd rather buy Sister Franklin a box of chocolates than tell her I'm wrong. You folks look like you say it all the time. Now, Jim, we're going to have to listen. Return to me. You can't start toward God without something happening. There's things to be faced. There's the brother you brought. There's the scheming you pulled. There's the underhanded practice that has to be said. When Jacob got back to that place and started back, it wasn't near as bad as he thought it was.
Yeah.
He met Esau, and old Esau fell on his neck and said, I have enough. And he said, I've got enough. And old Jacob had, he had goats, he had sheep, he had the whole bit. Now Jacob wasn't too scared. He sent his wives over here. You go around and you make it. No way. I was preaching a meeting in Arkansas a few years ago, and the husband told his wife, said, if you go to that church tonight, I'm going to set this shotgun at the door, and I'm going to shoot you down cold dead when you walk in the door. She came on to church anyway. We had a camp meeting, I'm telling you, brush arms, thoroughly we had it. And after the church, we prayed that God would undertake for her. And the pastor took her home. I didn't know. I'm just the evangelist. Don't use them as evangelists. Get me in a pastor's house. I don't know why you're jealous of me. He got over to that house, and the shotgun was still leaning up against the door. But back in the back room, front of his back, was a big burly headed God crying, crying, yeah, save me, Lord, I'm dying. There's a God big enough to make you so hard, man. When we walk in the will of God, we turn the pain out of the turn.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
there's things to be left. There's things to be faced. And there's things to be passed. When you start back to that place of dedication and consecration, the devil will settle you down in some hall. He's got some beautiful places for you to stop just short of the Holy Ghost divine. How many churches have stopped just short of an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival?